Jeff Langman talking right now with Kenzie Cook. She is the head softball coach of the Arweva Rockets. And, Coach, it's been a while, but good to catch up with you.
Yes, I'm so glad we get the opportunity to do this again.
Absolutely, and you've got a couple of days of practice in now. It's been a warm couple of days, but I have a feeling not too many people complaining you're out on a softball field again.
Nope, and all honesty, the second the girls get here, I hear the last couple of days a bunch of them have said, I've missed this, so I'm just happy to have them here. The heat's no big deal when it, you know, compares to getting to play, so.
Well, and this is such a goofy group. You and I were having fun, and it's goofy in a good way. I don't mean that bad about any of the kids. They love to have fun. They love to compete, and they just love being, I think, around each other.
Yeah, I hear that a lot about our kids, and, you know, even outsiders tell us that we've got some good kids here, and I would agree with that. They're goofy. They have so much fun with each other. They all get along, and, you know, it seems like the older classes, the more time goes on, they kind of absorb that younger class and, you know, kind of take them under their wing, and they end up to be just as goofy as the classes before them. So it's fun.
They learn from the best, and it just gets passed on down. Ken's last year 11-7 overall, 8-5 in the Rolling Valley. Do you feel like that's a goal this year to be better than that? I know you lost a couple of good seniors from last year. Emily Hinter's an outstanding hitter, and Maddie Owen really had a nice year for you last year as well.
Absolutely. To be honest, those two seniors last year helped us out quite a bit. But this incoming class, we've got they're all four of them are very athletic girls, and so I'm really excited to see what they do for us. Obviously, every team wants to get better each year and, you know, do better in the conference. So yeah, that's a huge goal of ours, is to just keep getting as many wins as we can and work our way up to the top.
In one place, everybody always says, if you've got good pitching in softball, you can be really effective. You've got a pitcher that's thrown for several years now at the varsity level. She's been throwing since she was an eighth grader, in Jaden Smith. And then Maggie Rigaller kind of slipped in there and threw a little bit for you last year. Do you got any other young kids that might be able to get in there and take some of the pressure off of Jaden?
She's not always thrilled about it, but I kind of work with Jamie Houseman, too. She has pitched in her earlier years. And so I kind of just encourage her not to give it up, just because if we ever do run into a situation where we do need her to pitch, it's nice to have that option. They're all three very talented. They all have a lot of potential. I mean, even Jaden has grown as time has gone on. I'm interested to see where Maggie is this year, too. I mean, I know she's worked a little bit here before softball has started with some pitching lessons and stuff. And so, yeah, I'm a little bummed out we didn't get to have that time in the gym before the season started to do some pitching. And, you know, I do think that sets us back a little bit, but it's definitely, you know, not going to stop us. I do think they'll work just as hard to get to where they would be normally. So I'm really excited about that.
And you mentioned Jamie Houseman. Houseman's and really good softball players just kind of go hand in hand. Her two older sisters, very talented, and I know she is as well. What kind of growth do you expect to see out of Jaden this year? She's not a youngster anymore, 3 years at the varsity level under her belt, now a junior and probably a team leader.
What we look for, I think, each year with Jaden is we kind of add a little bit more of different pitches to her arsenal kind of deal. We work with them in the off season and, you know, work on a curve, work on a change, all that kind of stuff. So I'm interested to see where we are with those, even with this short amount of time we get to work, but just to kind of chip away with those and have her work on them. Otherwise, just, you know, continue to be a leader. She does a really good job out there and, you know, does a good job pepping the team up when she needs to. You know, Jaden's biggest thing is she's the hardest on herself, but that's because I know she wants to be out there playing and doing the best that she can, and I think that transfers over to a lot of the other girls, so just to continue that kind of thing that she's got, you know, going on the past couple years.
Let's talk about the defense behind her. Let's start on the infield. Who are you expecting to be? I know there's probably some battles that haven't been decided yet, but who are the kids that might be relied on the infield?
You know, of course, we have our Sarah Shirky, Hannah. We need Maggie. She played shortstop a little bit for us last year. Cora, second base. We got to find a new first baseman this year. But we have Timberland Cook and Delaney Shirky, Trista Reese and Karime Sanchez, and we have those girls coming in this year, and they're all honestly athletic girls, and so I'm really excited to see what kind of, you know, changes and tweaks I can make to kind of change up the infield a little bit, even from the girls who had, you know, like Sarah at third base and all that before, just to kind of move them around and see where we can go with them, because I really do think they'll all be very versatile, so it'll be interesting. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do yet, but I have some options.
Kenzie, I got to ask this. I've heard a lot about this eighth grade group coming in. Sometimes eighth graders get a little nervous. I get the sense this group may not have that issue.
No, I don't think it will be. I had the opportunity to coach some of these eighth grade girls in like basketball, and you know, you have times where they do seem very, very nervous, but I think these girls get over it very, very quickly. I think the jitters go away. I think they, you know, get confident very fast. These girls are very good at asking questions. You know, I just think they'll be a really good addition to our team. So,
and I get the sense then the battle for the outfield spots very similar to the infield, that you've got some spots that are going to be fought for.
Yep. I really honestly am very excited to like sit down and, you know, after these 2 weeks go by, just kind of see what I'm going to do with my lineup. Cause like I said, I've got a whole bunch to work with here this year, I think. And I'm really excited about that.
Versatile kids that can play a lot of different positions for you.
Yeah. We have, you know, like the 1 year, I think I threw Hannah, she played catcher, she played third, she played outfield. You know, so all those girls in the past, they know what it's like to play different spots. And these incoming girls are the same way. They, you know, like I said, they're very athletic. So I really could see them playing any position. So only time will tell here.
You mentioned the catcher position. Who's going to be battling it out for that this year?
We had Hannah and Cora do it a little bit last year. I mean, Hannah obviously more often, but Cora has caught for us JV, and she has caught some varsity for us before, and did a really good job. So, yeah, those two definitely are in mind for the catcher spot.
And those two have the mentality to be catchers. Tough kids. You know, they just go out and fight and get the job done.
Yeah, in all honesty, I have most of my girls on my team are, I feel like they're gamers. They are very in the moment. You know, I've had in the past where attitudes have kind of become a problem, but with a majority of these girls, so, you know, all of them, I don't really worry about that as much, just for the fact that I know that they will give me 100% and, you know, do their best. So I'm really excited about that.
Offensively, what's going to be the game plan this year? Are you going to be able to be aggressive? You got athletes, or are you going to be able to bunt and squeeze and run and hit for power and everything?
Yeah, that's something we kind of work on every year. There's been times in the past that I wasn't as comfortable with it, but I do think that we've got quite a bit of speed now this year, even with the incoming girls. So, yeah, to get started with that as early as we can and work on that and try to apply it to some games and, you know, put some other teams in some tough situations. So, yeah, I'm really hoping to kind of get on that here in the next couple weeks.
What kind of growth do you expect to see out of the kids, especially maybe that group that's going to be freshmen this year that came in last year as eighth graders with Maggie and Jamie and of course, Cora and that group? What kind of a step forward do you expect to see them at the plate?
Just the same thing, you know, kind of just, you know, being tough and going in there and being a gamer. Like, since I've started, I feel like I've started quite a bit of eighth graders as my years have gone on, and, you know, had no choice but to get some of them up there with low numbers. So just for them to kind of get in there and work as a team and, you know, be confident, do the little things right. I mean, last year that's what killed us quite a bit, was we would mess up on the little things and it just kind of, shook us a little bit. So I'm hoping that this year, even with the girls that have played last year and the years before, that we've kind of grown as far as we're not going to worry about those little things, and we're going to move on and, you know, work on the next play and just kind of push through the game and do what we can do.
You mentioned kind of playing younger players. You're still going to be kind of young this year. No seniors, but 13 to 14 kids out. So you happy with those numbers?
I am. I've had seasons where it's been 12. So to have even those extra two, three girls is amazing to have those options. you know, to get them all in there to play, even if it's just to run or do little things. They all are a very important part to the team, and they all have quite a bit to learn from one another. So, yeah, I'm excited. I think we have some good numbers, and it'll help us out a lot.
I got to ask, and I've asked all the coaches this same thing. It's kind of an odd year because of the break. You know, usually you get to do some stuff in February, and then you start practices in March and April and kind of get ready for the season. But this year with the COVID-19, you were off for 2 months. So how do you cram everything you need to get done in these next 2 weeks before games start on the 15th?
Like I said, a lot of what our issues were, I think, last year, was the little things. So we've kind of just these first couple days taking it like back to basics. And I always joke with them that it's going to be like their, you know, T-ball kindergarten practice where we're going to work on grounders. But, you know, it makes all the difference in the world. So I think if we focus on those little things and just make sure we get those down pat, that a lot of the other stuff will come as far as when games come. You know, you can't work on every situation in a practice. It's not real life. It's not, you know, realistic. So we kind of use those games, too, as a practice and a learning experience. So, you know, these first couple weeks, I think we're going to work on basic things, just make sure we're doing those things right and see how it transfers over.
How do you like how your schedule laid out after everything was decided and you finally got it finalized? Is it the way you want it to look?
Yeah, I do. I think that some of the teams that we maybe struggled with the first time around or throughout the season, I think we get to play those guys in this weird season. But yeah, so I think it worked out pretty good, and I'm just excited to see what we do.
We talked early on about how much fun this group has. Have they come up with whatever their pregame routine is yet? Is that something they'd been working on during this dead time?
Oh God, it'll change every game. It, in all honesty, it's never the same, and you never know with these girls, but whatever gets them pumped up, I'm all for. So it'll be a surprise to all of us. That's just another entertaining thing about our Weaver softball.
Well, I tell you what, Kenz, I'm looking forward to the season. If I remember correct, you guys have Coon Rapids Bayard maybe the first night on the 15th, and I think I'm scheduled to come over and broadcast that. So looking forward to get a chance to see this club and get a chance to catch up with everybody, and we appreciate you joining us here today.
All right, thanks very much.
You bet. Head coach again, Kenzie Cook with the Arweva softball program. We're taking a look at the 2020 season.